Simple Mobile dealers and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading BB in this boys' game 25-18. We will look at our numbers in a little bit, but right now we are joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls' basketball coach Del Laird. And Del, tough loss tonight, 51-40. It's a game that didn't start off well. It's picked up a little bit for your girls in the third quarter, but it just got a little too far behind.
I just think it's so hard for kids to realize that they're just a different level of, you know, of energy that we had to start the second half compared to the first half. And, you know, I felt like I was watching the Razorbacks play LSU last week or something. You know,
yeah.
We were just flat in the first half. And, you know, I mean, you got to have that energy to start the game. And I really believe if we start the game with more energy as far as just the first quarter, the way we did the third quarter, then it's a different game. And there was no doubt that when our kids came out and really pressured and played hard and on both ends, you know, not just defensively, but both ends, it made a big difference. And that's the thing we got to figure out, and we got to put four quarters together. And, you know, I keep saying this, and we have people keep saying, you know, you learn from losing, but, you know, I feel like that, we've got a pretty good education right now, and we're better than what we played in the first half, and that's about as simple as I can put it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that post player for BB, Katie Turner, she is tough to stop. She either would either get to the basket, get layups, or get to the free throw line.
She's a good player. She's probably, and I will say, the best post player in our conference. And, you know, there's some good ones. You know, the kid from Bologna's pretty good, but
yeah.
I think that 50 is by far not only the best post player in our conference, but I think she's probably the quickest that we've seen all year. And we've seen some good ones. And, you know, she's one of those kids you can say, okay, guys, this is what she's going to do. And then she's got such a quick first step. She does it, and the players are like, crap, you know, we went over that. But then she's that good.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And we got to play them again. And I think our kids will learn from it.
Well, I'll tell you, it seemed like they did in the second half. The defensively, they got a lot more steals. You know, just the pressure seemed like it was getting to BB a little bit.
Well, I thought that Riley did a great job on number 15. And I don't know, I think she had 8, and she's averaging way more than that. And she got a lot of them at the free throw line late when we were having to foul. But Riley just did an exceptional job on her and gave us a chance. And, you know, all of our kids came out with intensity in the second half and played at a different level. I keep saying they played with a different level of energy, but they did. And they're kids, and you got to try to help them understand that this is what it's got to be like and what it's got to look like for four quarters, especially on the road in this league. This league's a lot different. You know, we got that weird dynamic of playing in this 5A, 6A league.
Right.
And then we go to district tournament or conference tournament, just 6A schools, and it's just a totally different type of basketball. But I will give the credit to these coaches in this league. They guard us the way that really you should guard us for the most part. And that's
yeah.
where I feel like that we're understanding that, hey, we can't just rely on this, or this on offense. We got to broaden our threats offensively, and I think our kids are doing that. You know, and there's a lot of people sitting out there watching tonight that think, oh, crap, if we just made shots. Well, nobody means to miss shots.
Right.
And no kid ever means to miss a shot. And we did get some good looks. But my question is rebounding is all about effort. And I'm not sure that we got one offensive rebound tonight. And you know, there may have been one time where we tipped it, went out of bounds, or they tipped it and we got the ball back. But I'm talking about going to get an offensive rebound and finishing.
Right.
And that's really been something that we've had this year that we didn't get tonight. And that's just, you know, want to and will. And rebounding is effort. And when you're having an off night shooting like that, all that is an opportunity to get offensive rebounds. And we didn't really take advantage of that. Tip your hat to BB because they did a great job of blocking out, but you gotta fight, and you know, you at least started, you know, draw some fouls or something trying to go to the boards. And again, that's one of those areas that we'll try to learn from. And I believe our team is right on the cusp of breaking out and maybe going on a little bit of a roll, but we gotta do the little things better, and nobody really wants, I don't think anybody is overlooking us by any means, but you know, we've got off to a rough start these first four games of conference, and we'll see if we can't get it turned around and get going the other way.
Well, you'll be trying to do that against a Greenbrier team who's really seeing their share of struggles this year.
Well, and you know, that's the first thing we got to do is make sure that we don't look at who we're playing on the schedule, because I have seen some scores that scare me to death with Greenbrier. But Matt, as you know, if things aren't going a certain way for us, it gets tough.
Yep.
And you know, if Greenbrier tries to do some things that everybody else has done, then, you know, they can make it hard on us. And anytime the ball's not going in the hole, it's always hard for anybody, but especially us, because how much we rely on the three. But you can't look at, you know, who we're playing Friday as much as our kids really need to compete against themselves about things that they need to do better and things that we need to do better. And, you know, it's very small margin of error that needs to be corrected. That's the difference between winning and losing.
Well, Dell, again, thanks for joining us this evening, and good luck Friday night.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you guys traveling and doing our games.
Absolutely. That was Matt's Home Girls basketball coach, Dell Lerner. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary for both teams in this contest so far. Leading the way for Mountain Home is Talon Benton with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 7 points for Luke Cruz. All of his scored in the second quarter. 4 for Colton Peters. 3 for Hunter Bashirs, and 2 for Garrett Dicci off the bench. BB already with one player in double figures. That is DeAndre Butler with 10 points. 3 for Bryce Howard, 2 for Lance Gray, and then 1 point each for Steele Harris, E.J. Smith, and Zeke Redding. BB really struggled from the free throw line in that first half. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading BB 25-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good.